Yo, welcome everybody.
What's up, all my pimps and players? We're here. It's me, Brandon, Wardell, and Jack Wagner. Today in the studio, we've got DJ Dylan Francis in the mix.
I should have brought over my computer so I could have had sound bites.
Oh,
ooh, see?
Why didn't you?
I don't know. Sometimes I'm not prepared.
Yeah, this man doesn't respect.
I feel like you could probably teach us some things about audio.
I was streaming for like a second, and every time I was streaming, my mic was horrible.
Like Twitch streaming?
Yeah.
Oh wow! Oh, Did you stop streaming?
I was just streaming for the Fortnite Pro-Am thing.
Oh, we should talk about that.
Which was the best.
We were gonna Twitch stream together.
We're still gonna do that. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm down to do that for the show. Yeah. Stream it. Yeah, I'm down. Super down.
Oh yeah, we're definitely doing that.
Ooh-wee.
But you stopped Twitch streaming.
Well, because I'm setting up a room now to do it in. Because I was doing it in my living room, and my living room has the worst acoustics ever.
I know, that's what I had to do here. Look at this. I have acoustic foam all over.
So you're setting up a room for Twitch streaming?
For streaming and like Twitch streaming and then like for any like music production stuff that I want to do.
That's the pimp lifestyle.
It's real.
Well, it's gonna be like a rich man
pimp move.
it all used to exist. All the stuff that I would do what I'm saying that's moved to this back house now was already just in my living room.
Right.
But I never took the initiative to move it to my living room.
It took Twitch streaming.
It wasn't being
a musician as your career.
It was. Yeah, yeah. It was being like, a musician. Right. But now I'm being a musician in my back house with my Twitch streaming area.
Yeah, take it out back.
Yeah, exactly.
Little boys' room. Yeah, the boys' hole.
Little boys' room.
Yeah, little boys' hole. gotta head to the little boys' hole.
Well, it's a little house for boys.
Yeah,
it's, like a,
yeah,
little
it's
a
little boys' hole.
Little boys' hole.
It's the Fortnite house.
True, yeah.
Or the little boys' hole.
Wait, like can we talk about how I didn't even know that you played Fortnite?
Oh, I play. Oh, I play.
Do you play?
I mean, I try. I'm not good.
You learned for the tournament.
Yeah.
You played in, by the way, it was broadcast nationally,
yes,
worldwide, which I watched. And then, of course, I joined you. He played in a, what was it called? Pro-Am?
Pro-Am.
Pro-Am. What was the lineup?
Oh, the lineup was wild. But, yeah, dude, it was in a state. It was in the LA Coliseum outdoors. And they had all these PCs set up.
In the outdoors.
And they ran it like a Super Bowl, like the broadcast. Like
what
they
kind
had
of
announcers.
Roster were we rocking?
We're
with
talking
there?
Marshmallow. We're talking Ninja. We're talking.
Did he do it with the mask on?
Yes.
Yeah. And he won.
He won.
That's how good Ninja is. Marshmallow's playing with a fucking mask on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Carried him.
Marshmallow, Ninja.
Travis Scott.
Myth.
Yachty was there. Yeah.
Vince Staples was there.
Wow.
Yeah, they had a lot of random different people.
All the stars are here.
It was like a celebrity.
Can we play the Norm Macdonald All the Stars Are Here footage in that part?
Play it.
Okay.
Just plug that in later.
Yeah, you know, okay.
Just for post.
Maybe you do an impression real quick in case I don't get the sound effect.
All the stars are here.
Okay, we
and
got it.
And then you can... Oh, okay, so you're not going to
Well,
do
we'll
that.
See, but we have the background.
I mean, yeah, it's a good video.
Anyway, there was a lot of great like live errors.
Oh, Backpack Kid was there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I met him. Remember?
And
oh,
you
weren't with us.
You?
It was me.
Yeah,
and
Backpack Kid fucking trolled Jack.
I got hashtag trolled.
You did.
By Backpack Kid.
Did we talk about that in the pod yet?
A little bit.
Oh, yeah. That was so funny.
Backpack Kid made you his bitch.
He did.
I got hashtag owned.
You did. I know. I didn't because I thought that was a thing that was supposed to be happening.
Oh, well, I was like taking a picture and all of a sudden he was like kind of standing next to me and like lightly, he wasn't not tapping me with it. He was pretending to. And I just like looked over and I was like, oh, what are you doing? Like, I was like confused because it was like a photo op. I thought it was like a little kid like being like, oh, it's my turn, you know? And then I looked and he was hitting me. I was like, oh, what's going on here, fella? And then he was like, it's for my YouTube video. I'm sorry.
Oh,
is this okay?
God.
And I'm like, yeah, sure.
I like that he apologized.
So that's how those YouTube videos are done.
He might not have apologized, but he's like, it's for YouTube, like something like that. I'm like, all right, go ahead.
It's a prank, bro. It's a prank.
I always assume
what if
that
I punched him. Just laid him out.
And then you should have said that that's for a YouTube video as well.
Yeah, you got counter-pranked, bro.
Yeah.
You just got punched by a grown man, and I'm going to jail.
Don't worry, I know that I punched you, but this is for a million subscribers on YouTube.
Yeah. And then seconds after, while I was processing that, I met Soulja Boy.
That's incredible. You know Kyle stole a llama.
Oh, he was talking about that, yeah. Our friend Kyle from Phantoms.
Yeah, and you were actually supposed to steal the llamas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
So they put like 5 llamas around, and they told the security guards, if someone tries to take it, let them take it.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds like animal cruelty.
No. I mean, it's like a 3D printed llama.
Oh.
Yeah, not a real one.
Oh, I thought it was like a pinata.
No.
Oh, really? What was in it?
No,
anything?
It's nothing. They're like going online for $300. I checked eBay.
No.
Yeah.
I was really... You do realize as an outsider...
This is very confusing.
The way you talked about it, it sounded like, dude, my boy stole a fucking llama.
Dude, he's got a live llama at his house.
He rode the llama out of the party. They let him, dude.
For non-Fortnite players, there's pinata llamas in the game. So it's
right.
Yeah.
So there's no loot in it. Real life gaming. But I do think that we have listeners that maybe don't play Fortnite.
Oh, they all probably do. I'd like to think they all play.
I mean, there's girls that listen to this that
they probably play Fortnite.
Hey, don't be sexist here. There's a lot of girls that play Fortnite.
Non-gamer dudes that listen to this. I think it is short-sighted.
A girl almost won the
that,
Fortnite
exactly.
Program.
I don't really... I don't know what side of Gamergate Brandon was on, but I'm starting to look like the wrong side.
Assuming that all of our listeners play Fortnite is, you know... I don't know. I don't know if...
I mean, there's 90 million people playing a day.
So yeah. Chances are high.
Chances are high that it's a lot.
That it's 100%.
There's a few dropping in. Yeah.
Where are we dropping?
Anyway, that was a wild... Was there any weirdness like at the tournament?
No.
Okay.
No, it was really fun.
Well, you did say that you were going to come on everybody.
I was
going to
come real hard on everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched that happen live. That was very...
Did you love it?
Yeah. It was like one of the... It was like right after I was... watching and thinking, oh, this is an absolute shit show, because they were like let's go watch a clip of that amazing high intensity kill, and then it would go and it'd be like 30 second pause, and they'd be like, the clip's coming, and then it would cut to a clip of like a character just like dancing,
oh wow,
like dabbing, and it'd be nice. Like, okay, that's not the clip.
So the characters do dab. They do,
oh yeah,
they do the backpack kid dance.
Yes.
That's a lot of emotes.
Do they do the Block Boy JB thing yet?
Yes, I think so, probably. Yeah.
That's in the game. That's great. That's
everything.
What it's all about.
Yeah, that
game's very topical.
Yeah.
Very topical.
Yeah, like Thanos is in it.
Oh, yeah.
Briefly.
Yeah. Briefly, yeah.
Yeah.
They change things up a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, anyway, that's Fortnite.
I mean, Fortnite is the zeitgeist.
Absolutely.
It's the most zeitgeisty game there is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can't, Mario can't dab.
Nope.
Mario can't dab.
They're going to have to make him start dabbing.
Luigi is
up.
Uncircumcised, though.
Yeah. I've heard. Mario isn't.
Yeah.
Mario is circumcised. Luigi is uncircumcised.
Luigi circumcised Mario, though.
Oh.
He did?
Yeah. It's in the first
is this canon.
You think?
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Is Luigi older?
Luigi's,
I always thought he was the younger.
You think Luigi's younger?
Yeah.
Maybe. No, I feel like Mario's... I'm basing it off of the movie.
Luigi's name is Luigi Mario, right? And it's Mario.
What was the Waluigi thing?
Isn't that... That's true, right?
Did you see that? The Waluigi thing?
What about him?
What? There was like a whole thing that...
Oh, Vice wrote an article called Fuck Waluigi.
Oh, wait.
Like, it was like...
Was that the name? That was the headline?
The headline or the tweet that posted it was Fuck Waluigi. And then the headline was something about like... He's an overrated character. It was like, I forget what it was in pertaining to, but then...
And then it became a whole thing.
Yeah, because somebody did a poll that was like, who's better, Vice or Waluigi? And it was like 99% Waluigi and like a million people voted. And then there was like all these polls online of like, Vice Mike must be like shut down and defunded because they're a hate organization like based on their comments on Waluigi.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
has like a lot
of
signatures.
Are you a big Waluigi fan?
I'm not a big Waluigi. I'm not like... Yeah, I'm not a Waluigi.
This is
fan.
A Waluigi podcast. Most of the time, we just talk about that only.
Really?
No, but it'll be amazing.
I'm not a big Waluigi fan either.
I mean,
I never really cared
about Waluigi.
I never knew he had that pull.
He's an extended.
I mean,
character.
Fuck Waluigi.
I agree.
I'm
on Vice's side with this one.
I like Wario.
Wario's
funny and like he.
He's the horniest character in the series.
Super
for sure.
Smash Brothers. When you press like I think it's the Z button, that's it. He like farts.
Ooh.
And that's funny.
He's definitely the horniest character in that. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, no, that I mean, to a fault.
Yeah.
Wario's horny to a fault, and, you know, he will be exposed.
And so is Bowser.
Soon. He will. There's going to be a New York Times article about Wario this year.
I mean, I
feel
like. For
sure. Wario is kind of the Harvey Weinstein of the Super Mario Brothers universe.
I mean, why do you think he's the villain? I feel like that's
exactly
what they're going after him.
Because he's been jacking off in potted plants in front of aspiring actresses for years now.
Him and Bowser both.
It's an open
secret. No, Bowser's, you know, he's keeping it kosher.
You don't want to know what
Bowser
they do to
Toad. Bowser has a wife, and he loves her. Doesn't Bowser...
he's always
Bowser,
trying to have an affair with Peach?
Isn't Bowser married? Oh, actually, yeah, Bowser is a bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bowser
bad guy.
Is a pretty guy. Bad. Bad guy.
What are you thinking of?
Yeah.
Wait, how does...
Well,
yeah,
I
you're right.
Wait,
married.
How does
Mario
Bowser
character?
Have a kid?
Yeah, baby Bowser.
Bowser has baby Bowser.
Who's the mother?
I think maybe was able to reproduce on his own, like a hermaphrodite kind of situation.
He's asexual.
Like,
damn. Can you say hermaphrodite?
Is that... I thought it was like a scientific term. I'll
is
definitely
it?
Cut it out.
Can't you can't say
don't
that?
Cut it out. Don't cut it out. Jack Wagner is canceled.
Well, wait. I mean, I probably will, but like, I thought that's like...
No,
frogs.
Don't cut it out.
Wait.
Jack Wagner is canceled.
I thought that was...
So that means that you can reproduce
no,
with yourself.
Literally, yeah. I'm going to look it up, and if you're right, we'll keep it in the podcast.
Okay, let's
and
look it up.
If you're wrong, we should definitely keep it in the podcast. We should...
yeah, see, hermaphrodite.
Yeah.
Organism that can reproduce internally with itself.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. You're right. Yeah,
it sounds
see?
Like a slur, doesn't it?
It does sound
you
like a
slur. Fucking hermaphrodite.
Yeah, because it's something people have used as a slur, but you were using it... As like a scientist.
Someone has used that as a slur? I mean, yeah, you're probably
yeah.
right. What am I talking
like,
about?
Like a slur for everyone's like trans people or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, people like... Yeah, people have used that as... Well, people use it for like people with like both or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, interesting. I guess that is the slur, but science...
Right.
I only know it from like certain frogs.
Then what's the scientific term of that?
Well, it's where an animal doesn't need
a
mate to reproduce.
Pussy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What would be like the...
Siri, what's it called when you have a fucking dick and a pussy?
Cool as shit is what I would say. That'd be fun. But
let's see.
I don't think that... Well, we don't need to get into the science of it, actually.
No,
it's probably
no,
a pretty
no,
boring
no.
topic. But I don't even think they need... I think most animals that are don't even like...
Siri, what's it called when you have a dick and a pussy?
I bet it's going to say hermaphrodite. I didn't find anything.
Hmm.
Sorry
about
that. No...
Yeah, you need to ask again.
Siri, what's it called when you have a dick and a pussy? No.
I like that he's kind of going into like a southern accent. As
yeah,
if it was like some southern guy's
Siri
like,
does,
I don't know what this is. I gotta ask Siri.
Siri, I'm getting pretty horny. Where could I find myself a good time?
I don't understand.
Oh.
Siri, I'm getting pretty horny. Where can I find myself a good time? But I could search the web for it.
Oh,
it's okay.
No, I think
no. Let her cook.
She's already gone. I'm sorry, bud.
She stopped cooking.
Hmm. Anyway, folks. Wait, but let me try this. Siri, what's my name? Oh wow, she's interrupted me. Never mind. I don't think she's in the mood. Anyway, new topic, folks. Dylan.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Hi. I was in my phone for a second.
Oh.
Anyway, we met some good celebs at the tournament. It was a good time.
Yeah.
Oh, that was like 10 minutes, doing like a 10-minute callback.
We met some good celebs.
Yeah. we met gamers. We met all. We talked about it on a pod, I think.
Yeah, well, we did it. Well, Dylan wasn't here.
Yeah.
But we did talk about it a little. We did talk about the Fortnite tournament. We did talk about... Backpack Kid, you know.
We both got pretty
drunk. Assaulting
there.
You.
Yeah. I feel like we could talk about
oh,
the
yeah,
show,
wait.
Right?
We got to take a picture. Oh, my God. We should talk about how long it took us to take a picture with Joel McHale.
Oh, yeah.
We were all just, like, staring at him because we were all, like, I was pretty drunk.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but.
I was medium buzzed.
Kyle from Phantoms and Vinny from Phantoms. Vinny was wasted.
I didn't realize how wasted
weird
he was.
Weird person
was,
to be like staring.
Well, we were just like, we should all go and take a picture with him. And then he was with other people. And then we kept like all kind of almost going over.
Yeah.
And
but
then I'd be like,
no,
not right now. And then it just took so long.
We were lingering for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
How is that? I mean, you're like around what I ripped the jewel rip.
I like that. But is no, it? I never take any pictures with people. Yeah. Like I hate going up and asking.
That was the
I
funny part
weird.
About it too, is that like, you're also pretty famous yourself. It wouldn't be that weird for you to be like, hey, my name's Dylan.
But I just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I always get so self-conscious and then.
Certainly.
Yeah. I don't know.
Have you ever nerded out on somebody before?
I mean, it sounds like you nerded out on Joel McHale.
Kind of. I don't know why.
Has anybody weird come
I mean,
to your shows
before?
Are you
like before? A huge like community fan and shit?
No.
Like what? Then the soup?
No. I don't know. It was just.
I don't think there needs to be an explanation. He's piping hot. It's Joel McHale.
He is a piping hot guy.
Yeah.
I think it was just that I just don't. Jack was like, we should all go get a picture, and then I was like, no, I just don't like ever bothering people.
Yeah.
Because I always feel weird going up.
Oh, for
up
sure.
To them.
By the way, I'm going to make note that Vinny and Kyle wanted to get a picture. They were wasted.
So was maybe, not was my it, idea. So was it their? It yes. was their idea then. Yeah. Okay.
I'm not a picture guy either.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. We got a picture with like Drake's dad that one time.
Oh yeah, that was
worthwhile. That like, I would definitely see. That I would nerd out
you're
about.
You're not bothering Drake's dad.
Well,
dude.
He
no.
wants to be taking pictures
yes.
with people.
Absolutely.
But like, yeah, usually like, bothering celebrities is not the move.
No, but it's Drake's dad.
Exactly.
But yeah, Drake's dad is like,
you're
that's
doing
the pic. Sort of a novelty.
That makes sense.
You
that
know.
Makes sense.
The move
that
is,
makes sense to
you know,
go and get a picture.
If you go get a pic, you're saying like, there's no way we're going to become friends. Mm-hmm. No chance of
well,
it.
Well, yeah, like that. It is sort of a, it's, well, you're making a statement where you're
wow.
like, this person is better than me.
Yeah.
I am lesser. Like that's the point that you're making, or you're like
happily with
lying.
McHale.
Yeah, but I'm happily making that point with Drake's dad.
Yes,
but it like I wouldn't like if I was at a party with
Drake's
Joel
dad
McHale,
is better than
I wouldn't
of us.
Be like, oh fuck, should I get a photo with Joel McHale? I mean, I love Joel McHale, but just seems like a weird person to be like, you know,
you weren't there
lingering.
Bro. Yeah, you
what?
Know,
you weren't in there.
Yeah, you weren't in
there. You guys
were
like
Fortnite.
Trash.
You're misinterpreting
the
vibes,
the whole
doing.
Thing. Plus, he was in our world. He's not a gamer.
Yeah,
we right. don't know what he was doing there. That actually kind of was the vibe. It was like all pro gamers and gamer adjacent.
It was so
and
bizarre.
There was like some loose celebs, and you're like, I don't know what you're doing here, bud. You're backstage.
The kid
we're all gamers here.
The
we're
kid from right. iCarly was there.
Which one, Nathan Christ?
Yes. Yeah, Nathan K.
Oh, not well. Get we
Nathan
had
Nathan K was
on,
the first person that
no
killed me
on the pod
in the game.
Oh yeah, what was his name on the show? He was the guy who Freddie.
Freddie, yeah,
Freddie
was there.
Yeah,
I didn't see him.
Oh, I was sitting right next to him during the gaming, and he killed me the first drop.
Was he a celeb or a pro?
He was a celeb.
Oh,
who was
be a plot twist if he was a pro?
That would
just
be
like
amazing.
Switch it up.
Wow,
that would rule. I was jealous you got to play. That's awesome.
That's cool. He's like super Christian now and like married.
Ooh.
Is he?
Yeah.
How old is he?
I don't know, like my age, like 25.
I'm like fascinated that you know that information too.
Yeah.
I got a lot of my friends were at the wedding, you know?
Oh, really?
I was the plug for Noah Monk. I had Noah Monk on the podcast, you know?
That's Oh, so Noah was at the wedding or like?
And Jeanette. Yeah,
just
you
the
know.
Crew.
I'm friends with a lot of iCarly alums.
Yeah. Damn.
I mean,
not,
two.
But not the key.
I'm friends with two people
do
that
you
were
think,
on iCarly.
Do you think Lil Pump will ever have sex with iCarly?
No.
Not if Brandon has anything so. To do with it.
I think that he...
no, she's a nice girl. She would not do that.
No,
she
but
only
also...
likes me.
But like, yeah, that's like... If you're talking
do you
about
like
it
iCarly?
That much, what's that?
Do you like iCarly?
No, she wasn't like one of the starlets that I was like crushing on. I was more of an I was more of a Victorious guy than an iCarly guy myself.
Which one's Victorious?
Oh, Victoria Justice.
Never seen her before.
Wait, you haven't seen Victoria Justice?
I just want to
Brother.
Point out that you're
oh, yeah.
also not allowed to get horny.
I'm not allowed to get horny on the podcast until we
so
hit 10K.
Treat her with some respect.
But hit.
Okay.
But well, Google Victoria Justice real quick.
Okay.
I'm not going to get horny about it, but.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
What are you shocked?
Sorry, Jack.
I don't know what you're shocked about right
Sorry,
now. Sorry. What's
but,
oh, my God.
No, Victoria Justice was like.
A great actress.
Beautiful.
Right? Is that what you're saying? Right.
Oh, okay. I remember her. She was in that like voice show. You can't
what
look.
Voice
can
show?
You?
No.
Are you gonna get horny?
No, I can look.
Just make sure
oh,
he's
no,
not getting
these,
horny.
These
Dylan.
Pictures aren't like.
Oh, but I know which one you're talking about now.
Yeah.
You're walking
this
a
is...
fine line, my friend.
Oh, I mean, come on.
No, she's gorgeous.
Wow.
I mean, gorgeous. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm allowed to get horny, right?
Yeah, Dylan's allowed to get horny. Absolute.
Oh, she's Latina.
Legendary babe. Yes. Yeah. And that was also the show that gave birth to Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande was supporting
cast member on the show.
Yeah, Kat Valentine. How do you know? How do you know about that?
Randomly, when I would go to whenever I go to Amsterdam, I will always get a space cake and I'll eat it and I'll watch Nickelodeon and just wonder what the fuck is going on in those shows, and just because I'm
Because the logic on those shows is horrible. It's like those shows are weirder than like anything on like Adult Swim or whatever.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
They're absolutely horrible if you're sober. And then if you eat a space cake, it's like, I think everything is not that funny.
Space cake is just like a weed brownie.
Yeah, weed brownie.
Yeah.
And I'll eat a bunch of it and then I'll sit. And the only thing in like the only thing that's really coming in that's in English is Nickelodeon. And it'll be reruns of like The Sweet Life or this show. And you're just like, I'll just sit there and just be like, what the fuck? I'll laugh at how stupid it is because I'm just like, wait, how is this funny? This is so bad.
It's like nonsense. I've only been to Amsterdam one time. It was on tour, actually, which is probably why you were there.
Yeah.
It was at like some weird festival. It was with Boogie.
Boogie, yeah. The rapper. Right.
But it was like, first of all, they love rap in Europe. There's like a weird thriving rap scene. And it's very bizarre because they're like, I love real hip hop, bro. Like lyrics, graffiti, breakdance.
Breakdance.
Like, love like the real hip hop lyrics.
Tenets of hip hop,
Atmosphere. Good. Yeah, good stuff. we went to like some. It was the weirdest thing because, like, it was a long European tour, but it was like all these rappers, like a lot of them were from LA. And then we played that Amsterdam thing, and it was like, we're the only Americans.
Yeah.
Like the artists, and like backstage, like everybody is like, it was just like weird to. It's a weird vibe for me because like it was like Ray Schremmer, like all these people, and it was weird to like. There's a lot more camaraderie than usual because everybody's like American, and everybody's like all stoked, be like, "Yo, Amsterdam, we're about to go get so fucked up." Like a lot of brotherly love, like famous rappers being like, "Bro, we're all going out later. We're gonna get so fucked up. We're gonna get so lit," and then like. Then I saw there was somebody brought in like all the weed from like the stores, you know, and they were like rolling like huge blunts.
Oh,
it was like 9 p.m. We were all at the same hotel and like all of these like major famous weed smoking rappers were just like in robes, like passed out in like the couches of like the lobby, just being like, I'm going to take a bath and like, I'm not cool. And like everybody is like, it was just.
Yeah.
We thought we knew, but it was like,
I mean, weed isn't a party drug.
No, but like,
yeah,
over
everybody,
here it is.
People thought,
yeah, but like,
I'll never understand still, that.
Yeah, it was just like everybody still thought they could like handle it more, but everybody
isn't like the LA. Isn't LA weed better than Amsterdam weed? That's what like people say.
I think now probably, but back then,
yeah,
back when I was like 18, no,
people were being dumb at the festival, like smoking too much.
I'm 30.
Oh, true. What's your full? Give your full ASL.
Age, sex, location is Los Angeles.
Okay.
30
M.
Your name's Dylan.
M. Okay, yeah,
Dylan Francis. Right.
We did.
All right, podcast over.
New Hall.
Right. Find me on Backpages.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Backpages, though.
Yeah. What is it gone?
Yeah.
Damn.
Is it?
Oh yeah, that was a whole big deal.
Really?
You know all the sex workers were like protesting?
Wasn't there like a huge sex worker thing recently? That was like...
It was because of that. They shut down...
Yeah. Sex work makes the dream work.
It's true.
That's what I always
Joyce said. Brandon's a sex worker.
I've always said that. Yeah, I mean, feet pics. You know?
He has a feet pic tier.
I know, but you know.
Yeah.
Well, right now...
By the way, feet pics are in the show. It's within the canon.
Yeah, but they're not blurred?
No.
Yeah, that's fucked. That's a little fucked.
I mean, the show...
Well, I mean, that's one of our advantages of getting people to go watch it, is that they won't be blurred.
Yeah.
You're going to get full on.
But, like, I think that the foot patrons are going to be a little heated.
To be fair, the feet tier came after the show. In fact, I think it was inspired by the show.
That's amazing.
So, it depends
on how you look. Did the foot tier come after the show?
I feel like it did, 100%.
I feel like it did as well.
It was, like, around the same time, yeah. Oh, no, the foot tier was... Yeah, because we launched it in like April.
I think that
wow.
I think the pod fans are going to be very excited to see your character.
Yeah.
Oh God, it's so
Which,
good.
By the way, Cody I mean, Clark. We've talked about it a little bit. I talked about it on the Patreon, maybe not on here. I have
we
a show coming out.
We didn't really talk about it on the Patreon a ton.
Yeah, but these are like, you know, yeah. The main pod gets way more listens than the Patreon. Right. I have a show coming out. Dylan, one of the EPs and the star. It's called Like and Subscribe. That's why you're on the pod, technically.
Yeah.
I mean, also because you like us. Brandon's in the show, too.
Is
you probably saw
Cody Clark, a Jacob Sartorius type.
It's so funny to explain because your character is one of
you're
my favorite characters.
You're a little beyond, yeah.
And thanks. Trying to tell people about Jacob Sartorius, it is a very niche. Like,
well, yeah.
It is hard to like be like, oh, you know Jacob Sartorius. And that people are always like, no.
Well,
oh,
every time I talk about Jacob Sartorius, I do feel like I should like call
show
the
him.
Cops on myself. Like, yeah. Where I'm like, listen, he's this guy. Yeah. His whole brand is that he's a sexy child.
Yeah.
That is his whole thing, is that he's like, oh, like, you know, it's a lot of like,
babe.
Yeah. You know,
I want to see if I could. I might have like a rough cut or something on my computer. I wonder if I could pull up the first sexy child scene.
But I'm sort of the character was my idea. And
yeah, you helped write the show.
This is a character who. He's like Jacob Sartorius if Jacob Sartorius was like in his mid-20s and still acting like.
Also, we should
a
say that
child.
That you brought up in the meeting. Well, so when we were, when Jack had already, you know, created the world, we were creating the characters, and the first thing Brandon said was, "What about a sexy child character?" And that's when everyone just burst out laughing and was
right.
like, that,
it
stuck. "That is."
Oh, that was the
it
genesis
stuck.
Of it.
Yeah,
yeah.
It stuck.
Is that's all I said? And that was like
everyone at the table
it.
Lost it.
Yeah,
and then we were like, I think we were.
Then it just
we
went from
made
there.
All these characters, and we're like, no, we have to keep sexy child.
Absolutely, there's a lot. Oh wait, here's the the scene.
All right, looks like next we have Cody Clark.
Oh, you're gonna love him.
Oh, what does he do?
He's a sexy kid on Instagram. He's a pop star. He sings by like Cars a bunch. I don't think he's sexy. A lot of other kids think he's sexy. He's got a lot of girlfriends. That's the thing, and you're gonna love him. It's totally fine.
Door open.
Okay. Cody.
Uh-oh.
How's it going?
The fucking hair.
Dude,
oh,
it's so
swag
good.
Oh my fucking god.
Cody Clark.
Okay.
Can we actually keep playing that? Please?
I mean, like, I don't know how that will do with just audio
I
only.
Can we please?
Oh, you just want to watch
please.
It? Okay.
Yeah, please.
Let's just watch the show through
There's
audio.
Where did it go? I'll have to like, catch up to that.
Yeah.
Like a whole montage, just audio only.
I want to see that montage.
Say.
Hey, what's up? I'm Cody Clark.
Cody Clark.
Cody Clark.
Cody Clark.
I'm 14 years old. I love skateboarding. I love electronic dance music. Boom, boom, boom.
Hey guys, I just got home from church. I just want to let you know that I love you.
There's some controversy going on the internet.
Is this about J14?
A huge topic right now.
Yeah.
Maury covered it. It's a controversy, really, at this point. It's the first ever swimsuit issue.
People complain.
A lot of moms were upset.
I think upset that I'm not their boyfriend.
All of my fans are my boyfriends and my girlfriends. You watch multiple videos of mine? We're dating.
After the break,
Cody Clark's new album,
I Scream, You Cream.
I Scream, You Cream.
Okay.
You've been 14 for like 6 years. So what's going on here, man? Are you gonna prove your age?
I mean, you can see that I'm 14. Everybody in this room can see I'm 14. More than anything, I'm just sort of excited to be out of the house. And, you know, parents, they don't really understand sometimes.
Cody, get inside. Get inside, Cody. You gotta make another vlog. You gotta make another vlog, Cody.
I've seen this kid before.
Hey, who's this guy?
Oh, hey.
So who are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, what's up? Are you roomies?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Oh, my God.
I feel like that's a good way to end it when I enter the show.
Yeah.
So
good.
Wow, some strong spoilers for the podheads.
Really shining hard.
Spoiler alerts. It's not really a spoiler. That's in the first episode.
No, it's
in
the first episode.
But, yeah, and also,
it's good previews. Good
also,
previews.
That's just audio. It's like... You would want to. You need to see the visual to that
the
as well. Because
very
like,
key.
The
yeah.
visuals that happened during the you know the news reporters that you
oh,
hear
yeah.
on that. It's
yeah. That was my first time seeing that.
Oh, you haven't
really?
No, with the news reporters and
oh
all that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see. I saw like a very very
you
early
saw
cut.
Early rough cuts.
I
yeah.
saw like an early.
You've
rough
seen more than
cut.
Most of the cast.
Yeah. But yeah, that is.
Oh wow.
I mean, that makes sense. You know, I think I'm shining more than
this
most
is good.
Of the
we, I mean, we could get into. You're bright like a diamond.
You would agree.
You're bright. Like
I'm
a diamond.
I'm shining bright like a diamond.
Honestly, we could play some clips. I think we could do first episode details. You
yeah.
know, like on this pod.
If you want to,
absolutely.
Talk a little bit more about the show. I mean, look, the premise of it. We won't get into it too much, but the premise of it is like. Dylan plays like this manager. Who is inspired by a lot of different people. Best friend of Ryan Seacrest. what did we call your... Did we have a name for your crew?
It was supposed to be like the Rat Pack, but I forgot what we called
it. It was like an alternate of the Rat Pack?
I think it's one. It's in one of the...
The magazines
it's in the
I made?
Second, I think it's in the second episode of what we call them.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, you're like... You hang out with this Poondog Rat Pack of
pretty
like...
Much.
It's like Mario Lopez. Oh, the Chat Pack.
Because
you're
chat
all you're
pack?
Chatty, yeah. Because you're
I mean,
all like
we
hosts.
Never said
you're
that,
all like
though.
Hosts. The chat pack. Because I had that. Okay. Anyway,
it's kind of like the pussy posse.
It's
yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much. Yeah. It's an homage back to the Poondock Saints from the Need You music video
yes.
that we did.
You remember the
which by the
pussy
way
posse, the pussy
yeah.
posse.
I found an old clip which is so funny of you and I filming like the improv stuff
oh,
that we were doing.
Yeah.
And it's a part where I'm like, we're always barking up the wrong tree.
Oh man. Oh yeah. Dylan's talking about I directed one of his music videos
still
for a song
one of my
called
favorite
Need
music
You.
Videos ever.
I also am like
is that the one at the, in the backyard?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm like secretly in it. My voice is in it.
It's so good.
But what were we even talking about at the show? Anyway, okay, so that's your character.
Wait, that's
we
I mean,
were
that's
gonna
a,
explain the premise of it. We
well,
said
that's
rambling.
A good story as well though, to
yeah.
go backdate on how I first met you. Which
oh yeah.
was really funny because it was at it was at Brandon Dermer's birthday party, and Jenna Hayes was there with her friend, who was wasted, and they were both trying to hook up with anything,
oh,
including
wow.
me. They were like all over everybody, and then I met porn star.
Brandon, cover your ears. You're not allowed.
Yeah,
to
you're not allowed to hear this.
Okay.
And then we met. You were telling me that you used to work with. Well, you were working with Owsley and Skrillex.
Yeah.
That you had all these ideas. That they would never do.
They're like too weird. Yeah.
And that Brandon had told me that I was the person that you should send it to.
Yeah.
And then you sent me a text and then it was a one liner. And that's how we did the Need You video where
yeah.
it was like, it was this one line explanation. I was like, this is it.
Yeah. And we just went for it. Yeah, absolutely. I forgot about the porn star aspect of that backstage.
That was it was so awkward.
Also Amanda Cerny was there.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Vine star Amanda
yeah.
Cerny. You came with her, I think.
Yeah. Because
you
Brandon
pulled up.
Brandon wanted me to bring her.
Oh my God!
Brandon
this
Dermer.
Is
before she was a full Vine star. I'll give you that.
Brandon.
No,
Dermer.
She was always like a full Vine star.
Yeah,
she that was always like her whole. I mean, she was the bartender on, like she plays the bartender on Adam Devine's house party.
Yeah.
And so there is like a photo of like me and Jack Knight and Amanda Cerny, which is like hilarious. And like Jack Knight was trying very hard to like finesse. Like he was hitting on her like very hard after we filmed. This is like back
really?
When Jack Knight was single. I mean, it's like embarrassing.
Are you
it's embarrassing.
Blowing up his spot right now?
No, I'm not. Because
okay.
Jack Knight was, he was not, you know, he was single at
You're
the time.
You're talking about Jack White from the White Stripes.
Yeah.
Right?
Jack, not, yeah,
Jack
yeah, yeah.
Jack White.
Right. Yeah.
You made a mistake.
Jack White, who, yeah, he did a stand-up set on Adam Devine's yeah. house party.
Not only does stand-up,
yeah.
he's a good friend of ours. We
yeah.
haven't brought him on the podcast for some reason.
But yeah, Amanda Cerny was the bartender on Adam Devine's house party. And I was like, oh, like, yeah, get a photo of me and Amanda Cerny, which is so fucking embarrassing.
Well,
in
yeah, you're preaching.
She's done a lot of odd jobs.
Talking down to us pretty hard about like, when you ask for a picture with somebody, that means you're saying
I
you're
mean,
better.
I mean, this is 2015. Oh. This is 2015.
So
Amanda
Cerny's
better than you.
She's not. This is a different time. This is a different time.
Facts.
It's a different time. It's very embarrassing in retrospect.
It's okay.
It's so, I mean, yeah, it's so
Amanda,
embarrassing.
Can I get a photo with you, please?
Please.
No, it wasn't like that, okay?
My name's Brandon.
We were filming my first TV credit.
I gotta bury my feet in the sand. So
yeah, this is not. Yeah, this is full. Yeah,
this is
full
pre-tier.
Cody.
Pre foot tier.
Yeah, pre Cody Clark.
By
yeah,
the way,
yeah,
if there's
so
like any way to sum up what our podcast is like, I feel like that. I was just trying to give a 2-sentence description of my own show's plotline.
And
we
then
went like
we
a 40
went on a
minute
full
tangent
about Amanda
Multiple.
Cerny and the Need You video.
Should have been a
and
very easy
wait, is she in the, she's in that
no.
video?
No. No, no, no.
Was she cut out?
No,
no
she was
never
it.
In the video.
But no,
she
it
was just, Brandon Zermer was just like, oh, can you bring Amanda Cerny?
Yeah.
This
no, to his
fucking embarrassing.
To his, to his birthday party, not the need
oh,
you
his
set.
Oh, no, no, yeah, yeah, not to.
Also embarrassing. Either way.
Hey, either. Bro, can you bring Amanda Cerny to Jack's video shoot?
Yeah, that would be really weird.
I mean, either way, it's still, I mean, it's very embarrassing that Zermer was like, oh, can you bring
she's
Amanda
been in
Cerny?
His
project. She's been in like she tons of his stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm sipping tea. I'm sipping tea,
sipping
baby.
Tea right now.
We're all sipping tea.
I think he
tea.
Was invited her so that you could get another pick.
I'm sipping tea, dude. I no, this is not. Do not equate the behavior of Dermer with me at 22 when I was like filming
when
my first Comedy
Stars.
Central thing. Yeah. I was like, not even 20. I was like 21.
Okay.
Come on.
Let's move it on, folks. Let's
yeah.
move it.
Let's go back to what you were going to no. say, yeah. which was going to be the 2 sentences.
No, it's good. Yeah. Okay, no, go ahead. Let's get back. Jack wants to defend Amanda Cerny. wants to
give
defend
us two
her
sentences.
Honor.
Give us 2 sentences and to defend Amanda Cerny right now.
Dude, Amanda Cerny is my favorite comedian.
The Vines. yeah. She's my favorite. I discovered her on the Instagram comedy page, comedian section.
God
you know?
Damn.
Like,
that page, man.
Yeah.
Full of good comedians.
So dark.
Also, a topic of the show, though.
yeah.
I'll bridge it perfectly back in. Yes. There is an
oh,
Instagram.
Oh, topic of this show, of like and
subscribe.
Our show,
yeah. Absolutely. There's a Vine comedian episode.
Oh,
very good
yeah.
one, honestly.
Fuck, man. I can't wait to. What's I can't wait for this show to come out on July 8th, 9th.
I don't even know when the.
Something like that.
when the date is. But the one thing I really do love is when I posted the trailer, all these gamers are like obsessed with it because I think gamers hate, I think as much as we do, like
yeah.
that influencer
yeah.
type of
good
thing. So they're like yeah. all super
excited
about it.
But they love Twitch streamers.
They love
Twitch
streamers.
They love people that play video
which
is, games.
It's weird because, you know, they
which there is a Twitch streamer in the show, too.
They vlog. Yeah,
true. True.
I'm gonna sip some tea back. Never mind.
It's no, okay. sip that. Spill
I'm gonna
the
sip
tea.
Some of that tea right now.
Stop sipping that tea and start spilling that tea.
I don't want to.
Pour me
like
a tall glass of that tea.
I gotta take it out of my Hydro Flask. Sponsored.
We haven't
give
even
me some of that tea.
We haven't even gotten
what were
to
you
the
gonna
tea
say?
Section of this podcast.
I was just gonna. You know, I think everyone walks the line of you know. Of pissing off the internet and or pissing, you know what I'm trying. I can't articulate what I want to say now because I'm trying to figure out what to say in my head right now. Of
what
like,
are you trying to articulate?
I'm trying to articulate that you know it's funny that the gamers hate influencers because they vlog or the way that they
right.
do things, but on the other side they do the kind of the same thing where
right.
it's like, you know, if you're Twitch streaming and you're saying like, hey, thanks for the sub. Hey, thanks. Like,
absolutely.
There's those set of things that happen, period.
Yeah.
Like, it sucks.
I don't
same
think
thing.
That's, I don't think you're saying something that controversial.
No, no, I know. I just don't yeah. want to like, you know.
You're very sensitive. You're new gaming.
You don't
want to
offend
yes.
the
Yes, I don't
want to
offend anybody.
The gamers.
You can offend
people
got to
make money, you know?
Yeah.
I guess
yeah.
that's what.
You're a new gamer. You yeah. don't want to piss off the.
I don't want to piss
on the
off
third
my community.
End, you have podcasters.
Yeah, wait, what's the podcast thing? I guess the podcast thing would be just saying, you know, whatever.
Oh, I mean, just everything about podcasting is shameful. So.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, isn't it like this is something that I run into sometimes. I'm sure you've run into it, Jack. This is a very shitty feeling when people are like, oh, you have a podcast? What's it about?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you're like,
it's
literally
just,
nothing.
It's just
yeah.
ASMR.
Yeah.
It's just whispering about. Stuff that's happening.
I mean, it's cooler to have one that's about like nothing at all than to be like, oh well, each week review a different type of tree. Ironically, and then
right.
just like, make fun
by
of
the
it.
National
like,
parks
yeah.
of Los
yeah.
Angeles.
Yeah, like one thing. One
just, like a really specific.
Yeah, if it's
like
a nostalgia podcast, where like today
we're
talking
play a
about
different
it.
N64 game and make fun of it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, podcasting about nothing is actually. I do think that that's. Perhaps best case scenario for a podcast if you're good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
we've done
are.
Some award-winning reporting. Yeah. It's not always about nothing.
Yeah, you know, we've gotten on a pigeons and planes list.
Oh yeah, yeah. We'll be on more.
Yeah.
I agree though. I think nonsense is the best way to go, because then you go into the best topics.
Yeah,
it's
just, yeah.
It's stream
you can't pigeonhole yourself.
So yeah. I'll explain the show before, because I hate when we like go on too deep. But
that was
it's
a
about,
20-minute diversion until
it.
Finally
people
being
actually,
able to
people
explain.
People do love it.
Dylan Jack is like a manager who
Sky Goldwin
who is like signing up all these viral stars
Sky
like in the
two
peak
wise.
Of their
yes.
two wise yeah. in the name signing up all their viral stars in like the peak of their like 1 minute of fame, very aggressively. You're just trying to like basically show up people mm-hmm. and then just essentially forget about them. And then an article
just
comes out and it just like comes back on you. Like people find out that you manage like all of the worst people, all of the worst influencers in the world. And like you kind of get blamed for them.
Mm-hmm.
Then you see I won't name a name. I'll play a clip of this actually.
Yeah.
You see a video about a YouTuber who lives in a house with a bunch of his friends and you get confused by the concept. You think
is this
that they're
Zach Jake.
Yeah.
This
is Zach the Jake. Character's name okay. is Zach Jake.
We can say the character's name.
What?
Yeah. We can say the characters. Oh, wait. I thought you gave us a look.
No, I didn't give
no,
a look.
No, I think
okay,
that's
cool.
just like what Jack looks like.
Oh, yeah. My bad. Sorry. Sorry for anything that I say because your face is looking at me like that.
Oh, yeah. But I don't even know what I was saying before. What was I saying?
You were saying Zach Jake. The
Brandon said Zach Jake. I don't think I was saying anything. Oh, yeah, no, he saw.
He's the person that he. So
we're doing a bad job of this, aren't we?
We are horrible.
No.
The
show is good, though. I mean,
it's great. No, no. So Sky Goldwin sees a video of Zach Jake, this character that
is inspired by a real person. Yes. Was, like dancing around it.
And he realizes that he should put all of his shitty stars that he picked up that have been tarnishing his name into a house so he can lock them in there, make them make content, and not let them. Leave
yeah, the whole joke of it
anymore.
Is that like he sees this like YouTuber in a house with like his 10 friends.
What were you dancing around?
Brandon, let me. What?
You were like, oh, I'm dancing around it. Why are you mad?
Stop.
Why are you mad right now, Jack?
I don't even know what you were talking about with that interruption.
Yeah.
Brandon, you gonna podcast?
You were pissed off at me. I was letting you talk. You don't want me to talk.
Take off. You have Brandon has his sunglasses on right now.
Yeah, Jack was mad at me.
Yeah.
This is what he does when you get mad at him. He puts on
Brandon's
sunglasses.
Brandon's in his diva mode right now.
Jack was getting pissed off because I was like,
interrupting.
Oh, what was the thing that you were going to say about Zach Jake?
It was explaining the plot of the show.
Explain the plot of the show.
We just did.
Okay.
Anyway. We move on. Professional podcasters here, folks. Jesus.
We are professionals.
Yeah. Oh, you're a professional.
You're a professional.
You're a professional audio man.
Yeah. Focusrite.
Yeah.
Sponsored ad.
Wait, Focusrite?
That's what the...
That's the mixer.
Oh, that's the mixer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just love doing ads.
Yeah, we've got the... We're sponsored by Sapporo today. And,
yeah.
And Focusrite.
And Hydro Flask.
And Hydro
Flask. I'm always
Flask.
Focused by Hydro Flask.
This is an ASMR podcast now.
Oh yeah,
that's LaCroix.
You could have cracked it open.
I cracked it
on mic.
I did.
You did?
Yeah, I set it right next to it.
Oh, that's good.
You can even add some effects to it, maybe delays. If you want to send me that, I can.
Oh yeah, I can handle that, Dylan.
Okay, cool.
I know my way around a mixer now. I've been learning.
All right, good.
But if you want to do a remix of this podcast.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think we could find some fans to do that too.
Oh God. They probably would. What else do we want to say about the show? Anything else? That was kind of, we kind of wanted to plug the show, but
yeah.
We've done it quite a bit.
It's danced
around it a lot.
Coming soon is what we want to say, right?
Yeah.
Coming
soon.
So
at like, and subscribe
at like, and subscribe. Go at follow
on Instagram
go,
at
go
like,
follow
and subscribe.
We're not fully into plugs yet, but
you finally got,
I'll plug it.
Yeah.
Let me be, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Go and follow the fucking Instagram right now. It's at like, and subscribe.
It will help.
Yeah.
Cause during the mural, people were like, oh, you don't even have enough followers for your mural.
But that also isn't even a valid thing to say because it's the person that bought. Like if you own the mural, it doesn't like.
By the way, you know? We haven't talked about that on the public pod yet.
They've got both the accounts are verified now.
Yeah, which now means you could, you know, go and take a picture.
Jewel's
in front
dead.
Of it.
You got to let it. Oh. Let that voice sit.
What
That's why you need that pack.
That's why you need the pack.
So there's a jewel pack, apparently. I saw it in this tobacco store that's by my house, and it looks horrifying. It's where you can keep three jewels charging in it at all times.
What?
And it's like a cigarette pack. So you can have all your different, I don't know what flavors, you know.
So there's like a big boy battery in the pack?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It looks like, remember how Blue used to have those... Those packs too.
Yeah,
it's that for jewels.
But is it for
Jewel brand?
I think it's for you and your boys.
Yeah, it's for you and your boys. Like, it's not for like one person to carry around three jewels.
You're the designated charger for your boys.
It would be wild if somebody was walking around with like three jewels for one person.
Yeah, because like, what would be the point of that technically?
Somebody, I did see somebody pull out the mobile. Somebody in Houston was like. Hanging out, Posha, somebody pulled out a fucking mobile jewel charger.
Ooh.
Oh, my.
Yeah. At the after
like?
Function.
Yeah, what is that?
I mean, it was just like one of those. It's like a mobile phone charger, but they
Oh, do they put it on the bottom of their phone? Yeah. Wow.
Oh. No, right. Not like that. No.
Oh,
like,
I have one over there. That's a good idea.
Those, like, one of those Mophies where it's like it has.
Like a little.
It has like the USB port, but they just put the jewel thing into
that's
that.
That's smart.
Port.
Okay.
It is very smart. It
keep
is very wise.
On there, though.
It's a wise
think
move.
About that.
I made the mistake one time. I was on mushrooms at Disneyland, which is a whole other story. I think I told it on the podcast, but in the heat of it, like they're kicking in pretty hard, pretty hard. And I like saw these guys like vaping together on like this lagoon, like bridge. And I approached one of them just like, this was like early days of like vape culture kind of getting big in SoCal. And I was like, you guys vape? I like approached them like I was in the world. I'm like, you guys, what are your rigs looking like, boys? And they whipped out like a Pelican case.
Oh, God.
They had a Pelican case in Disneyland.
What year was this?
A few years ago. I don't remember the exact one. Yeah. But.
I love when I see the people with like the coolant systems.
Dude, they showed me, they showed me way too many rigs and like.
Oh, the fucking rig.
Instantly, I was like, oh, I should not have asked this question because my brain was just like. I can't handle this. They looked like the Cheshire Cat. Like they're like kind of had like a toothless grin. Like,
I mean, already you're making a mistake by being on mushrooms and then just being like, oh man, these mushrooms are kicking in hard. You know what I want to do? Interact with strangers.
Yeah, specifically vape enthusiasts.
Yeah, vape strangers.
Oh my God.
Yeah, big old mistake.
I love how I like that most people that are vape. Culture people, they like vape in like the same way where it's like always their chest is out and like they have
you're right,
they always kind of have like instead of what is it, instead of being pigeon toed they're the opposite of that.
Yeah,
they always kind of walk like this and then
inward
like,
and
oh yeah like this
is
guy
that
move? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean this is audio, so some of these gestures aren't really coming
they're
through,
not
but
more that was
you
for
are
Dylan
doing,
only
you did go pinky out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing like the shaka while holding their
yes,
vape.
Yes, absolutely.
Which rules.
But like the vape tip is the front, the thumb part of the shaka. Yeah.
And I also like when you talk to them and they pull from it and they're like, and they talk through. It's like, I don't want to, who wants to hear
it's
you
like
talk
like coughing out like a dragon. Like,
and like, well, like the weird thing about, like a weird thing about vape culture is that like, I think so many people like make fun of it now and it's sort of become like, I don't know. I was going to say alt hack, but maybe it's just like hack.
Yeah.
To like be like, oh, like vape fedora, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
But so now I think that the cultural cycle is now at a place where I think like earnestly being pro vape is cool.
Is cool now.
It's like
oh
now that's
God.
Like.
There was
like,
there was like five like. Right. Instagram comedians who were like their entire joke was like I bought a vape.
Right.
Yeah.
Not gonna
like,
say any names,
joke.
But like, you know, there's characters who their identity is that they vape, and I'm not gonna say any characters. I'm not gonna name
but I will say that that's the
of
joke.
Anybody. But the joke
well, that's
is
the
that,
whole joke.
Is the joke is that the character vapes. And
also,
I'm not gonna say the name of any of these characters. But
I will say also that there's like, is there not like five YouTubers who their whole bit, YouTubers and internet people that like their whole bit is like, I bought a weird pair of sunglasses that's too small.
Oh, yeah.
And like their pictures are all this to them like,
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to be
you're
not, like,
you're never going to name names.
I'm not going to name names and be like, oh, fuck Roy Purdy, you know, but
well, he's like,
you know, I mean,
no, he's like merely one of them. And he has
like,
other
skills. Hypothetically speaking, you know, I'm not going to be like, oh, fuck Roy Purdy. I think he fucking sucks.
Yeah. Hypothetically.
Hypothetically. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't. This isn't that kind of podcast. And I wouldn't say that. I think
I feel like he's like not even the worst of them, though.
Right.
Because he can skateboard. He could do like if I've seen his page, like he could
he
do
can
a couple
really
of things.
Skateboard. That's cool.
He could do some other things. But there are people that like exist and literally their whole shtick is like I would literally bought CVS sunglasses and like that's what I do now. I'm like fucking wear these and
I
like,
wear tiny sunglasses
and just like that's it, like that's like their whole joke.
Yeah.
And they just do that for years.
But so now I
which
think
which kind
that
of is actually goes back to the show.
There's like a
guy on, exactly.
No, it really is like a lot of the stuff that we hit on the show.
Yeah. People who just like sit signed for doing like one thing. Well, that's what inspired the show.
Yeah.
Because I've had that actually is what inspired it because like I would have meetings at like CAA and like the big agency places. And usually after a while, like after the meeting, they would get candid with me and like start complaining about their job. Be like, yeah, we just signed a fucking pogo stick guy from YouTube.
The pogo stick
guy. And I'm just like, what do you mean a pogo stick guy? They're like, yeah, he's a kid that is good at pogo sticking, and they're like, want me to get him a movie deals.
What?
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, my job sucks. I'm going to kill myself.
We stopped recording this and like check the news and it's like pogo stick kid starring in the new Martin Scorsese film.
Yeah.
Opposite Roy Purdy.
Yeah.
With no glasses on.
Oh yeah. He's taking the glasses off for Scorsese.
Hypothetically.
Yeah. Also, I've heard some stories from like VidCon. Well, because I did a lot of interviews this week for the mural.
Yeah.
And a lot of like, it was like kind of post interview. People would be like, I had to cover VidCon. I heard like the summary of it to me, it was like, people would be like, yay, do you want to do an interview with the selfie kid? It's who's the selfie kid?
From the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it's like the kid who took a selfie at the Super Bowl. It's like, why does that kid have a publicist and a manager?
Oh my God.
Yeah, like he's apparently like trying to get a career out of that.
Wow.
That blows my mind. Like genuinely.
Yeah, he
is
like signed at WME now or something.
Damn. Good.
You gotta put this kid in a movie.
Yeah,
get him on the next pod.
I do want to plug a couple dates. I will be opening for the Selfie Kid.
Oh hell yeah!
At the
it all comes full circle.
Madison Square Garden.
Oh shit! Yeah,
he's playing Madison Square Garden. It's pretty crazy.
I heard about that show. Mason Ramsey's opening up for him as well.
I don't want to speak ill on Mason Ramsey.
I'm not speaking ill on Mason Ramsey. I love his song.
He rules.
Very talented.
Yeah.
His song is great.
Immediately when I heard him singing, I was like, that guy is a good singer.
Fantastic
like yodel
singer.
Like that's perfect for what he's doing. I love
no, I think he's like very
music
pure. And like I think as long as he's like around the right people, he will. I do think he'll have a long career.
Well, my manager's
gonna like
Kevin's friend manages him.
Dan.
So
yeah.
At Viral Dan.
At Viral Dan.
Yeah. At Viral Dan.
So Dan, we're gonna laugh at your name. But
he's tried to. He's like we've been. You know,
at
he's
Viral
been.
Dan.
He's been trying to set up a Mason Ramsey X. Brandon Wardell meeting for a minute.
Why don't you get him on the pod?
I think you need to do that.
Would it be weird to have a 9-year-old on our podcast?
No, I mean, maybe if Dan comes on with him and they both are. That'd be a little less weird. It would be weird if it's just us drinking a couple beers while Mason sits there in like a booster chair like, hi, fellas.
I don't think
sure
he's
nice to have you
I think he's
pod.
Probably been around some boys drinking beers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
A little too much.
A little too much.
I mean, yeah. Well, that's, I mean, haven't we all?
Yeah.
Like I mean, yeah. Many
I've always been around boys drinking beers.
Many of the people listening to this have
are they probably drinking a beer right now?
Alcoholic fathers,
yeah.
You know. Respect to every alcoholic father listening to this, and anyone that's the son of an alcoholic father.
Respect.
Soon to be. There's probably some people like soon to be alcoholic fathers.
Soon to be alcoholic fathers.
Future.
Yeah.
Anyway, though.
Myself included. Guys, I want to make an announcement.
Let's hear it.
I have a son. I've been hiding a son.
Oh.
Yeah, I've been hiding a son, and I've also decided to become an alcoholic.
So we just shouted you out. We knew what the future was going to
Did you like the new Drake album?
I liked it, but it's also it also just came out last night, so I feel like I can't fully form my
I will say that like
I liked it.
One of the first and only songs I heard was Ratchet Birthday.
Ratchet
was,
Happy Birthday.
Ratchet Happy Birthday. I was cracking up at that.
At that
for
title?
The wrong reasons. No, is the it, song itself too.
Really?
It reminds me of like an R. Kelly song.
Is it good?
It's, no. Or it's like
the
it's al- like
is the album's good.
The Ratchet Happy Birthday is like late R. Kelly, like seven tracks deep into a late R. Kelly album where he's just like doing like themes, you know, where he's like, you know, it's your birthday.
Is it like the song Echo by R. Kelly where he's talking about making
song.
Her yodel
oh,
during
yeah,
sex?
Yeah.
have you heard that one?
It, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
There's also
have you seen the music video to it?
Pregnant?
No.
Pregnant's
with
one of the
like,
best
wait,
R.
Pregnant
Kelly
with
songs.
Like...
Wait, guys, if you haven't seen the music... Have you seen the music video to Echo?
Yes.
Okay, because it's one of the best things ever because it's oh, almost man. As if R. Kelly discovered that... if your iMac can do the green screen behind you without it having one.
Right.
And then he put a version of him as green behind himself. And then he put a version of him as blue. Yep. And there's him as blue.
This is very poor quality.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, we
and
are.
Oh,
just,
my
God.
Dude, green screen in the Appalachian Mountains, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
In the desert. If you haven't seen it, you got to go and
in-house
see this,
work.
This music video.
Other great R. Kelly songs, Pregnant is a good one.
With
Looking
Tyrese
at you.
And Robin Thicke. Who else is on there?
I don't know.
There's one. Oh, I think it's Robin Thicke.
Is it a remix?
Robin
well,
Thicke.
Well, yeah, there's like Pregnant featuring Robin Thicke, Tyrese, and The Dream, I think.
Oh, maybe.
And
The Dream, wow.
Great lineup. I mean, we are talking about R. Kelly in 2018 post Sex Dungeon article.
Yep.
I haven't seen the BBC documentary yet. I want to see it very bad.
I need to see that.
Sex
too.
In the Kitchen, another good song.
Yeah.
He's describing what foods he's gonna make love next to. I mean, he was a you know he was always a freak. Like, I don't know why anybody's surprised about this. We're talking. You're saying R. Kelly post Sex Dungeon. I mean, there was also the piss.
Oh,
there was
God,
the piss
yeah.
too.
Yeah, I mean that was like forever ago, and I think people like I think people kind of this is like very pre Me Too.
Yeah,
and people like
it is
kind of
wild that like there's a Chappelle skit about
yeah, like,
it.
Yeah, there was nothing, like a video of him like pissing on a 14-year-old, and everybody was like, ha, 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 R. Kelly, like, the piece. And then, like, but, like, nothing beyond that, really. Like, all of us were like, ha, ha,
oh my God.
R. Kelly, like, the piece. And he's not canceled. We will continue listening to this man.
No, yeah.
Yeah, she was, like, 14, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it was, fuck.
No one could get canceled then, because the internet didn't exist.
Well, he's still not canceled somehow. He's like,
yeah, somehow. That's very...
He just keeps...
I mean, he's like basically canceled. Right?
I don't know. I mean, like,
I mean, I guess he's still touring.
Spotify
right?
streams went up when they tried to cancel him. Yeah.
Oh, because they took him off all the playlists.
They took him off the playlist, and his plays went up.
Oh my! Because they were like seeking it out.
Because his fan, yeah, I think his like diehard fan base was like having, you know, those because I think this happens for a lot of people that like stan artists, where it's where they'll have their like. Guys, on Saturday night, we're going to boost the streams of all these songs. It's called, like, R. Kelly Listening Party. And so they'll do it at one night, and then it'll, like, boost the streams.
Well, that's something fascinating to me is looking at
R.
Kelly's...
We should do that for our podcast.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that for music.
Wait, yeah,
looking
I mean,
at R. Kelly's looking at R. Kelly's mentions on Twitter...
Are they crazy?
Well, it's all these people that are still, like, remain loyal, that still think that, like... These like 50 women are lying.
Holy shit.
It is like, it is very wild. R. Kelly fans are, I mean, they're the most loyal fan base.
Yeah.
Of any.
Knowing all the things.
Right.
He is the Pied Piper of R&B. Oh, you know.
Man. Right. In his defense.
In his defense, he is the Pied Piper. He holds mythical powers over them. His voice. Also, I think the streams went up because like the stories were coming out. People are like, oh, I haven't listened to R. Kelly in a while.
Yeah,
just
that
like,
could be.
Oh, R. Kelly. Man. I haven't thought about him for a second. I'm going
to... Like, oh, let's go back to Remix of Ignition. That song is still...
Do you play that song?
You play that in Vegas. It's like it's guaranteed.
Do you still play it?
No. I haven't played it for maybe 2 years.
Right.
But maybe... No.
Yeah.
You canceled
him. No, he's canceled.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you,
good job, Dylan. You also took the Bill Cosby comedy stand-up comedy sets out of your DJ mix too.
Oh my god.
good job.
Stealing my Woody Allen bit.
Was it a bit?
Well, you know the Woody Allen bit. The bit about like a DJ playing a Woody Allen album.
No, I don't know that bit.
Oh, it's a classic. Let's hear it. It's a classic bit. It's on my ASMR album.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. I'm sorry. I directed a commercial for this, but I didn't listen to the album yet.
Oh yeah, you did that recently.
Oh yeah, it's on the album. It's
I did a commercial for his album.
Yeah, I remember.
And I went in and had like a meeting with the record label that put it out.
Yeah.
And they're like, they referenced the thing and they're like, I'm like, oh, I didn't get a chance to listen to the album yet. They sent it to me a long time ago. Right. Like, oh man, you got to listen. They're like, I'll play it now. And I'm like,
yeah, it's been out since June 1st.
Yeah. They're like, I'll play it now. We have these great speakers. And I was like, I'm gonna keep it real with you, Chief. I was like, I don't want to hear Brandon whisper right now. He's like, it's totally okay.
How does that make you feel that your friend hasn't listened to your ASMR album?
I mean,
it's
like
very specific to the whispering.
Yeah. Oh, well, like, yeah, because you're not an ASMR guy.
Also, I was like, I hear this man whisper in my ear for several hours a week.
That's how you go to bed.
I've edited a lot of these pods. A lot of these pods.
Ooh.
Did you ever do an ASMR segment on the pods?
But actually, I did hear.
No, I think Jack doesn't. He doesn't get triggered by ASMR.
I love ASMR.
Well, I get reverse triggered. I'm like.
Yeah, you get triggered in the wrong way.
You want to run away.
Get this out of here.
That's why in the meeting, I'm like, there's like double wrong for me. I'm like, I don't want to hear any ASMR. And like the speakers were like at my back. He's like, yeah, right. Hang on. And I'm like,
I mean,
right
that's
there.
Not, that's also not how you're supposed to listen.
You're
to
gonna
it.
You're
going to
hear
so
a lot
like,
of that bass.
Oh yeah. No, he had high quality like, studio
these
speakers.
This is a headphones situation.
Yeah. When I think of ASMR, I want to listen on big old barefoot speakers.
Right. Blast you know, that shit.
I want to get a huge sub. I can go below like 20 Hertz.
I did hear the dad combing. Girlfriend's dad combing bit though. That was funny.
Oh, okay. I think that was the one that Pitchfork used as like the sample.
I heard
track.
It raw though. I heard it raw. It was funny.
Oh wow. Thank it's you. Good. Yeah, this is so. Has Pitchfork reviewed your shit?
The first album I did and they like it was a scathing review of how bad
it
was.
What year was this?
This guy's not going anywhere.
Yeah. It was I really liked that it was reviewed by a guy that reviews jazz records. It's like, why would
what
you
was
review
it?
My
what did
album?
They what did they give it?
We can look it up right now.
Yeah, I am interested in this is like worth this is worth getting into.
Yeah.
Also, while you're looking it up, I did tell you that my mom uses your music in Zumba class.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, my mom teaches Zumba and she uses Bun Up the Dance.
That's awesome.
In class, yeah.
That makes me really happy. Brandon Dermer just told me that some of my new songs, like two of my new songs, have been started to use in like their spin classes. Here we go. Album reviews. I got a 3.9.
Wow.
Ooh, that's brutal, dude.
Yeah. By Nate Patron.
Damn.
Fuck you, Nate.
Dude, Nate Patron.
Wow. Damn.
Let me go to his.
By
like,
the way,
3.9. I got
that album
gotta,
had some bangers on it.
Yeah,
that song had "Get Low" on it, which is still a hit, and it was on also featured on the Fast and the Furious soundtrack.
Dylan got a 5. I got a 5.7.
Hey man,
I got a 5.7. So
you beat me. This guy, like, you can't review DJ Shadow and then review me. We're not in the same. Like, this guy doesn't.
You should email him and be like, hey, by the way, I'm a very successful EDM artist right now. I thought you should feel like we should revisit this review.
Dude, Vitalik, Funkadelic, Massive Attack, and then he reviews mine. It's like, dude. And then there's a bunch of like RJD2. Like, we don't have the same music.
I mean, very he hasn't different. Reviewed anything on Pitchfork since 2017.
Well, there you go.
What's going on?
By the way,
I called in and I got him fired.
Totally switching.
Oh wait,
topics,
Larry Fitzmaurice reviewed your track without you.
Oh yeah, that was a good one.
Larry Fitzmaurice was the guy that reviewed my album.
Ooh, oh, okay. Nice. What did he give that track?
That track definitely.
They
did
don't
well.
Review the tracks.
Okay.
Weirdly.
Oh, interesting. Well,
but
I mean, they definitely
liked it. He liked it.
Okay. Okay.
That was a big song for me. You said you wanted to switch.
I kind of lost train of thought. I was going to just go talk DJs in general. Because I was thinking about, you're a very down-to-earth DJ.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few. There's like a huge range, though. But then I was thinking about like Skrillex the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, that man's a machine. Like, a true freak. I would say that to his face. I mean, he is a true freak. He like doesn't have a home.
No.
He like has an apartment where he has like a bag of stuff there or something. Yeah. He lives on the road.
Yeah.
That man loves touring. Well, he's a true freak.
But he hasn't been touring at all now.
No, but he still tours though. Like he'll be like in Japan or something. That's true. He'll be like just bouncing around and like doing tour stuff and not playing shows.
I mean, he's really just living it up.
He lives on the road.
Yeah. It's unbelievable that he lives on the road like that.
It's been since he's like a kid like, too.
I can't.
It's
a lot of, yeah.
I think that's a lot of e-deposits. A lot of mobile banking.
Yeah.
A lot of using that debit card in Japan.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And maybe Bali.
He's a true freak.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of weirdos in the scene though too.
Yeah. Yeah.
A whole bunch of weirdos. We won't name names.
I love staying at home and just relaxing.
You're a down-to-earth EDM guy.
I love hanging with
very
the
regular
boys.
Fella. So kudos to you.
Thank you.
I mean, I feel like that's like, you know, you're
kudos
the...
Kudos to you for being normal.
Yeah. No,
that's
you
good.
Are.
No.
Like you've been 100% uncorrupted by the EDM industry. Yes.
Oh, that's good.
100%.
I try not
a
to.
Very,
be.
Like, you're the type that would text... You'll, like, text be like, what are you doing tonight? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like... If anything, I feel like a lot of EDM DJs are either like have huge egos or they're on some like crazy like freak level, you know?
Yeah.
Like
I know what you mean.
Skrillex is on like just like emergency text of like, can you come to Ibiza?
Yeah. Always like, has to be doing something.
Yeah.
There's something like, always
going
has
in
to
2 minutes. Like
I love it. I understand that completely.
Wide range of goofballs in the scene.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of, like, got to be seen somewhere.
Yeah.
Gotta go out and be seen at the Hollywood Bowl at Post Malone.
Oh. Yeah. Is that a, it sounds like
were there a lot of DJs
gotta,
there?
A real reference
gotta,
there.
Gotta get in the studio with Bad Baby because no press is bad press.
Ooh.
Yeah. Would you not do it? A Bad Baby feature?
Hell no.
did somebody recently do one? We won't name names.
We're not naming names. I did a double drop.
Well, no, I'll hit the Google.
I think that's fine. That's, you know, you didn't
say I've told.
You didn't
say
anything
disparaging. I told this person that I didn't agree with it.
Yeah.
The Post Malone thing is totally fine. The second one is, I definitely, like.
Post Malone, borderline friend of the show.
I even
borderline.
Told.
Borderline, yeah.
He's awesome. He's in the game. He's the nicest dude ever.
I'd love to have
but part. Like that is a true statement though of like taking the Post Malone part out of it. There is a like a thing where I think it just that's in celebrity culture or any that you like have to go to some party to be seen somewhere to have yourself be talked about
to like
that's
stay
like
relevant.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah,
but to stay relevant, relevancy is such a subjective term.
And
like
it's
you're,
also
you're relevant to whoever fucking cares about you. That's it. Period.
It's also just about the work.
Yeah.
Like, it's just about, like, your creative output.
Yeah.
The grind mode.
Yeah, like, I mean, yeah, nobody...
Like, we're relevant to each other right now because we're making a podcast.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Do you want,
we're
do
verified.
You want,
we're all verified.
Do you want another Sapporo?
Sure.
All right, let's go.
Bro, you're...
All right, I'll handle this.
You're verified. You're
I'm
verified to me.
I can be on this pod because I'm verified.
The
next pod you should do should be that only 20,000 followers or verified users can be on it.
That's, I mean, it's like, are we do have a paywall Patreon. So that's like our kind of version of that.
Oh no, I'm fine.
I talked all about the mural on the Patreon already in like brutal details. I also talked about when we went into the NBC interview.
I just gotta say how genius, like it's such a genius idea. You really have some of the best ideas ever.
Well, thank you, Dylan.
I want to say that because that's
we're,
why
see,
I love.
We're getting nice.
I love
Brandon's out of the room. We're getting
Brandon's,
nice.
Yeah, Brandon's peeing, so I can. I
had some rude interruptions from him earlier. I was pissed. Did you see how pissed I was?
I did.
He had his glasses on. He looked like Doug Funny's older sister, fucking smoking. He was like on his phone, like smoking.
What was Doug Funny's sister name?
BB, was it?
I think you're right.
Was she the one that was kind of like a beatnik?
And then Patty Mayonnaise.
Yeah. But anyway, this is the nice corner.
This is the nice corner. Some of the best ideas from Need You to there's this other music video idea that we still need to do that's like
that PT?
Has to do with influencers as well.
Oh, that one
that
too,
one's
yeah.
Still one of my favorite ones that'll be done soon, but
hopefully, yes. We got some in the hopper. I have a lot of wild unmade music videos.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, we did that one. Oh man. I mean, this is a funny you had that song with G-Eazy.
Yeah. That, oh, like, my God. You should.
I wrote a video
Young
for.
Gerald.
Should you say it? Or, because I still want to use that one.
I will. Like, I will. Be able, I will tell this story in a way that I don't give away the video. But
okay, cool.
I wrote this video. I had this video written, but it was like, I gave it to Dylan. He's like, we got to do this. And then like the next song, he's like, I'll see what the next song is. His manager's like, it's going to be this one. Is you're going to be your next single. And it was like a song with G-Eazy.
Gerald Easy.
And I was immediately like, ooh, like maybe this isn't the right move. But we went through with it, wrote the pitch, and like, I like went extra, I don't remember how many, if there was multiple drafts.
There
but
was.
Like, we knew there was going to be like sort of a problem with like getting it approved by him, but like, I won't get into the concept. It was a weird concept, but like there was a part where I wrote it in there that G-Eazy dies in your arms. And but it's like he gets like slightly injured. Like there was like an accident, like he gets like scratched or something, and like Dylan's like, no. And then like the next scene is like Dylan next to a grave, like, damn. And like looks up and like G-Eazy's like in the sky. And then like the video moves on.
It's so
I
good.
Kill him off in the video.
Okay, that
would but then
great.
He like showed it to him, and G-Eazy was like, that wasn't even the part he didn't like. He's just like, I don't get this shit. Like, bro, I don't get it. Like, I don't get why it's funny.
Well, the thing that's,
wow.
The thing that's funny about that is that he didn't think it was funny. And he said that he wanted to be in something funny, which then just,
that's the type
know,
of,
That's that happens with a lot of artists, though. They'll always be like, yeah, I want to let, you're funny, man. Let's do something funny. And then you give them something and they're like,
and then you give them
I
want to
be funny and look
thing.
Cool.
Yeah, like, I can't do that. That just
whoa, you're being a weirdo.
Yeah. Oh my God. So much.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to find people that are actually willing to self-deprecate.
To play.
Yeah.
I think Post Malone is one of those guys that like will play and like be like silly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He already does that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. He does. He's kind of a meme lord.
Yeah.
It's kind of his like vibe on the internet. But yeah, like. I have not once seen Gerald Easy ever be silly. Gerald Easy has never.
But
his name, but
like
however
that,
he has.
It makes me realize that that is what his name is. I never thought that. Like that
Gerald
his name is
Easy.
Gerald Easy.
Yeah. He has been the Joker, though.
Young Gerald.
No, he hasn't been funny. He has been the Joker.
Oh, yeah, he has.
Which
he
I'll never
like
stop talking about.
He's just like the motherfucking Joker for Halloween. That's your boy.
On
that
stage.
Is
that's my boy.
That's your boy.
That's my boy.
Your
my
boy.
I mean, I'm not going to judge you off your
yeah,
class.
That's your boy. That is your man.
That's my man.
Yeah.
My moon, my man.
my moon, my man. Mm-hmm. My Gerald.
My Gerald Easy.
Have you ever had any beefs with fellow celebs? I mean, I know like real ones would be hard to talk about.
The only one I've ever had was with DJ Snake. Oh,
when he gave out your cell phone number?
Yeah.
Was he like, he's a former collaborator?
Yeah. Well, the reason we had a beef is because like I turned around this remix for him a while ago. And then every single time I've ever asked him to do a remix for me, he'll be like, yeah. And then he'll never turn it into me. And there was one night that I got drunk in Vegas and I was texting him and I was being an asshole. And I knew it. But and I sent out some scathing tweets, and then I took him down later in the because I felt
like,
bad.
Suck
he
me like, blue.
But he hit me. Yeah, he hit me up. And he was like, "Man, like what about?" And I tried to explain to him, like, "Dude, if I pull through for you and you can't pull through for me, like, are we even that good of friends? You know?" And you can say to me as many times, "Yo, we're fucking boys." It's like, well, then why can't you do something for me?
Because the French are lazy people. It's mostly the reason. Yeah. I'll be honest.
Man, I never thought about it like that.
Sacre bleu.
They're too busy sucking off baguettes.
They're riding down the street with baguettes in the front of their bike. They're wearing striped shirts.
Yeah. But that's the only time I've ever had a beef. But then we worked it out and, you know, we're friends. And then I got him back for the phone number thing was always just like,
well, yeah, he put
never took it to heart. And then he put
your phone number on screen on stage. What happened? Wait, where were you when you found out?
My phone. I was on stage.
Oh, you were on stage.
I was on stage with him.
Oh.
And then he put it up and I looked back and my number was up there. And then I was like, oh, shit. And then my phone died in 30 minutes. Because I got so many text messages. Because it
was
like
after you tweeted about him, or
no. He did that before.
Oh, dude, yeah, he deserved some angry tweets.
Yeah,
bro,
yeah,
it's a
fine.
Good joke.
Bro, it's a joke.
That's a horrible, horrible TJ Snake accent.
Only du fromage.
Classic Dexter's Lab episode.
It was a good joke to make to you.
David Guetta, I don't think he likes me that much or understands my humor.
Oh, I don't think he understands much. Yeah, it's the French.
You saw that thing that I posted a long time ago where it was like a video of him in Japan, and it was when the Black Beatles thing was like a huge thing, and I thought he was trying to do it. So like I put the video on my page, and I just wrote this big thing about like, I don't know if you were trying to do the Black Beatles thing. It doesn't make sense. So I put it to this. Still, if you could just tell me what it is, like, let me know. And my favorite thing is that he, like, his immediate comeback was that like, well, look at the numbers. Like, I did it fine. Like, he just went to a numbers thing. Like, my video has more views. And then I actually went and did a numbers thing too. And I was like, hey, well, actually, to the amount of followers that you have, to the amount of views you have, I actually have more traction with my followers. So mine actually has more views because I have more, like statistically went
you
back
like
to
hit him with the engagement.
Yeah. And then he like went back to like, well, I'm all about making money in Vegas. And it, dude, it was so wild. It would like, it turned into an EDM apocalypse on my Instagram where like Oliver Heldens got in, Zed got in.
That guy's a weirdo.
And then Diplo came to my rescue. And then a bunch of other, it was so funny. It was the best thing that
Oliver Heldens is such a weirdo. He like, he's DM'd me before.
Who is that guy?
He's like a Dutch DJ or something, but he's like very much a DJ. He like tweets in English, but like shouldn't, you know?
Yeah.
Just tweet in Dutch and let us translate it, my friend. But he like, he's like DM, I don't know this man. He's like DM'd me be like, ha ha, the hair, you and I, ha. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I literally just like, what? Who are you? And he's like, oh, sorry, that was confused.
Oh my god!
Never explained it.
Dutch is, I love hearing people talk in English accents or speak in Dutch accents in English.
Oh yeah,
it's so funny. Yo, today we're going to go to the party. It's always like so.
Oh boy! All right, well. Fellas,
did we do how much time have we done?
I think we just almost did like 2 hours, right?
We did an hour and 15 minutes.
Oh yeah, we did it.
We did it,
folks.
We did it.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Follow at like and subscribe on Instagram.
Definitely.
Follow
at like and
at
sub
like
on
and
Twitter.
Sub on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan Francis.
Show's coming out soon.
You
July.
Can do some plugs if you want.
Yeah. Do you have?
I mean,
any?
I feel like enough people come to your shows. You know, I mean, but like
plug
them away.
Plug, then.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Plug away.
Jack actually helped me get a music video made recently with this dude, Harry Chronic Jr.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I'm glad that it worked out.
Yeah. Look at that butt. Music video is out now. And that's the only thing I want to plug.
Yeah.
And then just.
Oh, know? Chelsea got help. I'm like hearing voices.
And then Brandon, you got anything?
Yeah. July 8th at the Satellite. My monthly show, Connor O'Malley's there. We've got it's a spicy
dude, I love
lineup.
That guy.
Yeah, he's great.
So
you guys
good.
Should be. Oh yeah,
he was supposed to be in Like and Subscribe actually.
He was.
Yeah, remember we were like.
Yeah, he was on the short list.
He was on the
was
show.
Was the
list.
Offer put out?
I forget. Think
I
so.
Yeah,
I think Go 90. I think Go 90 like kind of.
Like pre-nixed him.
Yeah, they like they reviewed
our
picks. They're like, oh,
weird.
This is weird.
Yeah.
July 8th at the Satellite. He's on there. A bunch of people are on there. And July 20th, I'm going to be in San Diego during Comic-Con at American Comedy Company.
You know, they almost didn't let Brandon. They didn't want Brandon either. I was like,
really?
I will leave the show if they don't. They're like, well, fine. You have to cut your pay in half if you want Brandon on the show. And I was like, okay, I will do that.
Wow.
I never told Brandon this.
Jack,
wait, did you really? No. Fucking liar.
I'm a very good
man. That would
man.
Be amazing,
I'm a
though.
Good man. I stuck up for him.
Wow.
That's so
thanks,
funny.
Stuck my neck out.
Well, everyone actually, out. Everyone that came in for the auditions actually ended up being in the show. Because
in some capacity.
In some capacity, yeah. Like some of the news anchors.
Except for
were,
some of the weirdos.
Yeah, some of those weirdos didn't make it. But
some weirdos.
Everyone else made it.
Anyway, Dylan, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
We'll do this again. We'll definitely do this again.
Oh, you better come on again.
Yeah.
You're a good guest.
Thanks.
Great Potter. Don't start one, though.
Don't start one.
Too many Potters.
I'm no. I'll start my live interviews on Twitch.
Okay.
While I'm
okay.
gaming, and I'm gonna
we'll be on there too. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you everybody for listening.
Thanks Bye-bye. For listening.